RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
If you're learning a new language or studying for exams, you might want to listen to this Monday starting trending health news story today, because a new study finds that repeating words aloud can boost your verbal memory, particularly if you repeat them to another person. One thing I have always sort of pounded into my children is that when they meet somebody, they go up to that person, they shake their hand, they look in their eye, and not no fish handshake, a nice firm handshake. They look them in the eye, say, "It's nice to meet you," and repeat the person's name. Or, "It's nice to see you again," and repeat the person's name. We've always known that repeating aloud is good for memory. I'm somebody who practices this on a daily basis. I'm always repeating things aloud. People think I'm talking to myself, but it's one of the main ways I can remember things. And this is a new study that shows, if it's done in the context of communication, that the effort is greater in terms of information recall. So I think it's really, really important that you understand the meaning of this particular story, because what it's saying is that if you are repeating these things, repeating them to somebody, the simple fact of articulating without making that sound creates this sensory motor link that increases your ability to remember. So if you say it to somebody, you say their name, you say a definition of something, you say really anything that it is you want, a poem, practicing a speech, if you have to give a speech in class or at work, a presentation, any of these things, if you repeat them aloud and say them to people, that you are going to, in a sense, burn them into your brain. And I think that what's really important about this is the name thing, because people really don't remember people's names. Some people are great with that. Some people absolutely have names down. I know a lot of people that forget people's names in an instant. I meet a lot of people, so I tend to forget some names. But if I've repeated that name a couple of times to that person or to somebody else, then it sticks in my craw and I just can't even forget it if I tried. So a little tip here, repeating things aloud, new studies proving that it burns itself into your brain just even that much more prevalent, and you'll remember things better and recall things much better if you repeat whatever it is you're trying to remember aloud, and even if you're saying it to somebody. In the next story that we're doing today, nearly 9 million children are not fully vaccinated against measles. And so the measles vaccine is back in the news again. They're worried that it's going to start to, come back again this fall. Two reports were released at a meeting of infectious disease experts this week, and they measured the gaps in measles vaccine coverage and showed that an outbreak like the Disneyland outbreak can happen again. And it's not that difficult for it to happen again. If the virus is reintroduced, there's another potential for a large outbreak, because these clusters of unvaccinated children in some communities can allow that large outbreak to occur with similar communities and similar results to what we saw. If you're people that are not vaccinating your children, I would encourage you to discuss this with your doctor. Measles is nasty. You've heard it from our pediatricians on this show. It is a nasty disease that kills people. It's uncomfortable, and it sends kids to the hospital just every single day, but we don't have to see it. We do have really, really effective vaccines. So think about this. Think about this new study. We don't want another outbreak. That was nasty. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.